This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you are caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, that's our phone number. You'll instantly win a pair of tickets to see Halsey. Halsey with special guest Churches. Do you have Churches ready to go? At Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, June 6th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. Jane's got your next chance to win at 5:05, but Anthony's got the phones right now. Anthony's sick today, and this is the new trend in this building. We wear masks.
Good.
If we've got anything going on.
I appreciate it, young man. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Be sick and keep it to yourself.
I just can't see his smiley face.
I know. His eyes smile, though.
Yeah.
800-400-3697. Caller number 9 gets tickets for Halsey and Churches at Shoreline. Let's see here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Kaiser Permanente San Francisco Half Marathon 10K and 5K. Use code RadioAlice2020 to save $5 on registration. Sign up at GetFitKPSF.com. Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Is in the midst of, they're still doing their regular 7 o'clock or 7:30, whatever it is, syndicated show. But they have a primetime special going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we've played 3 nights of it. And it will continue at least until tonight. Spoiler alert.
Actually, Tuesday night.
Oh, is it? Starts. So it's not tonight. It's on Tuesday.
The next one will be okay. Tuesday night.
So if Ken Jennings wins on Tuesday, it's over because he's 1-2.
Oh, he has.
One.
Okay.
Yes. So I'm not sure what. I don't know if there's, because it seems like they play 2 half-hour games, and then one person is declared the winner of the night. Because what we had read last week was that James Holzhauer had won 2, but now no, it turns out he hasn't. During the regular show, the one that's syndicated, this is just sort of an aside to the whole thing, as Jeopardy's in the news right now. I don't know why they even decided to go here. Like, you'd think they go, oh, that's too controversial. We're not doing that question. This was Friday's episode. It had a category called, Where's That Church? So, Where's That Church for 200, please,
okay.
Alex. Here's the clue. Built in the 300s AD, the Church of the Nativity. And the first person said, that's in Palestine. And they said, no. And then the second person said, that's in Israel. And they said, yeah. So it's in Bethlehem, which is disputed.
That's what I was going to yell. Bethlehem.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I would have
well,
said.
Well, I guess
too.
You needed the country, apparently. Mm. Because it's now there's a firefight going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because apparently, you know, it's disputed the land. 138 of the 193 United Nations members recognize the state of Palestine. And so that would be the correct answer as far as they were concerned. But it looks like we don't. And so Israel was the correct answer. And everyone's super mad.
Oh.
I'm like, why? Don't even ask that one.
Why
do you want to ask that one? What are you doing? Let's keep this game friendly, shall we?
Well, I was thinking PR.
Yeah. Like they need it this week. Save that one for when you're not playing the greatest of all time match. They've got plenty of PR right now between Alex Trebek in the, you know, fourth stage pancreatic cancer or whatever the hell he's got, and then this, you know, greatest of all time thing that's airing in prime time. Jeopardy's just never been more popular. They actually say that the freaking ratings are through the freaking roof. Freaking.
Good for them.
Yeah. So let's see here. The first night, 14.42 million people just watched the show, like, in real time. I mean, that's not even people who DVR'd it and watched it later or, you know, what have you, all the ways we have to watch things now. The second night, 14.87. The third night, 15.55 million for round 3. It's just going up. And now we're down to the, you know, this could be the final thing tomorrow night. And they expect that to be huge. They say that this is the kind of numbers that network shows do not put up anymore. NBC's Golden Globe broadcast with 18 million viewers currently ranks ahead of it for the week. And that's the only thing. They say it's outdrawn the first four games of the 2019 NBA Finals, the first five games of the 2019 World Series, all but one of ESPN's 17 Monday Night Football telecasts. This one is like the biggest show on TV right now. So people are watching. People care. And it looks like if Ken Jennings doesn't win tomorrow night, Wednesday, Thursday, and then not Friday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week, if those things
are
necessary.
Wow, they are dragging it on.
Well, if you know, waiting for... I wonder if they told Ken Jennings, could you not? So it's $1 million to whoever wins three games first. And it's $250,000 to each of the other two. No matter what, they're walking away with some money. Okay. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yeah.
The news today.
How's she doing?
Well, she's doing something that I actually thought was... I saw this a couple times over the weekend as I'm just sort of flipping through social media, just not even paying all that much attention to it. And I thought, oh, this is a funny meme. Like, you know, making jokes about things that Goop sells. Like, one of the things that I saw was a Sunkissed tuna can with a wick coming out of it. And they're saying, oh, look, it's a scented candle from Goop. So I thought to myself, oh, hilarious. Isn't that funny? Well, it turns out, I'm not joking. Goop is selling a candle that's scented like a woman's lady parts. It's called This Smells Like My Lady Parts. Except with the, you know, God, I'm so uncomfortable.
I love that smell, but it doesn't, the smell is nothing, there's no relation to tuna. I don't get the joke.
Yeah. It's hilarious. That's just one, you know, just one of the memes. I mean, it's just, I thought they were just making a Goop joke. But turns out they're actually selling this tent for $75.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's completely sold out. They've sold out of it's titled, This Smells Like My Vagina candle, $75 a pop, totally sold out on Goop. The story is that Gwyneth was developing scents with a perfume company, and she tested this particular one. She goes, this smells like a vagina. And they were like, oh my God, that's the name of it. The scent is, quote, geranium, citrusy bergamot, what the F is that? And cedar absolutes juxtaposed with damask rose and ambrette seed. Now I'm dying to smell it.
Right. That's why people bought it.
And even though it sold out quick, there's a waiting list you can get on.
Yay.
So you too can spend $75 a piece on, I mean.
What don't you get about it? Vagina's big business.
Yeah, clearly.
Always has been. Pictures of it.
It just seems like even Goop wouldn't name the candle, This Smells Like My Vagina. That's the title. I mean, at least call it, you know, Dusky Scents of the Nether Regions. I don't know.
No, it's working. You don't understand marketing. It's
clearly
working.
Clearly not. And at God, they should have gone $100 a pop. $75. Listen, $75 for any candle is ridiculous. But one that smells like...
woman area?
Bahoo-hoo.
I like it.
Oh my
well,
God.
Maybe men are the ones that bought it.
Maybe.
Right? Lesbians.
I can't get any of that.
It's only you think
Valentine's Day is coming up, Vinny.
You think
bless
lesbians
you.
Are the ones who would buy those? I mean, what guys are on Goop?
Boyfriends.
Buying it for their Valentine's present.
Let me see if I have anything. Oh, well, that's for me. Click. Put that right in the cart.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I've never been to Goop. I have no idea.
I've never been to Goop either. Although we must have been to Goop here because we've looked at stuff on
Goop.
I'm on it right now. So.
Yeah. Oh. What other kinds of wonderful scented candles do they
have? Is there a candle about your butt?
Yeah. This candle smells like my butt.
Let me see. I have to look at it.
That'd be a good one. This candle smells like my feet. This candle smells like my body odor. This candle smells like my scalp after like 3 days without shampooing.
Dirty rose candle.
Oh, sure dirty rose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe that's the other name for it. That one's only $35 because they just didn't give it the right name.
No, it's $75.
Oh. Do they have any candles less than $75?
$72.
Oh, great. Oh, cheap.
Yeah.
Candles.
incense candle.
Do they still sell those Jesus candles at the supermarket? I feel like I haven't seen those for a while. You used to be able to buy it. It's sort of like a tall
You can light it, maybe take it to your church, sure.
Oh, is that what it was for? I used to buy those all the time just because they were nice big candles and they were only like $6.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And like, you know, it's cute to have Jesus around.
Yeah.
You know?
Jesus is good people.
Sure. Seemed like a nice guy, you know, golden rule and all that. Mm-hmm.
Although I do see them a lot in the Mexican stores. Oh, candles.
I see.
They sell them everywhere.
Yeah, I think I see them at the knob.
They sell them at liquor stores all over the place.
Liquor stores.
Yeah, everywhere.
The nice tall ones?
I don't know. I mean,
eight 10 inches tall?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's
those
the
are
one.
It.
Yeah.
Amazon, $9.
They're lovely.
Oh, $9. Jeez, that's pricey.
You see them when someone is killed somewhere on the street or somewhere and people go light a candle for them.
Yeah. Lindsay Lohan
is a fire crotch.
And her mom's a mess.
Oh, no.
Lindsay Lohan's mom.
Hey, we haven't heard from our lucky couple in a long time.
Yeah.
Where's Jesse?
I'm pretty sure the lucky couple is no more.
Jesse dumped her?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's what happened.
Oh, I totally forgot about that dude.
Yeah.
What's his name? Yeah, Jesse.
I can't remember his last name.
He was with her and they were engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Remember, he was going to fly and give her the word. They'd still, by the, we talked to him 5 times. He'd never even met her in person once.
Jesse Nadler.
Even when she was in LA and he wouldn't go.
Yeah, no. Yeah, his mom's sick. You can't leave her.
How are they doing?
They're not doing it.
A title I see here, Dina Lohan, an online boyfriend split.
Oh,
that's too bad. What was the date of that?
You know what? April of last year.
Well, she blew it.
Yes, he was quite the catch.
He did seem like a nice guy.
I agree. Yeah. Lindsay Lohan's mom, Dina.
Yeah.
No, well, I don't know if she is. You know. Maybe
she is. They both have red hair. All right, we're talking about pubic hair, right?
Is Lindsay Lohan's mom? I thought she was blonde.
She's a blondie. Well, who knows what her real color
hair is. She could be
a
brownie. Yeah. Maybe she is a blondie. I mean, a ginger.
Isn't that what that's referring to? Red pubic hair?
Yes. But I think Lindsay Lohan is a natural redhead. I don't know what Dina Lohan is. She definitely dyes her hair. Maybe she is a firecracker.
Of course
Let's go with that. Like mother, like daughter.
Right.
In more ways than one. She was falling down drunk when she got busted in a hit-and-run collision on Long Island. She had booze on her breath, bloodshot eyes, and slurred speech. A cop found her behind the wheel of a 2020 Mercedes-Benz. Using a 2020 Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, so she's DUI.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dewey of the day. Hey. It looks like the cop found her behind the wheel of her 2020 Mercedes-Benz, spoke to her outside her home in Merrick, New York. She got out of the vehicle. She was unsteady on her feet and fell to the ground on her face.
Yikes.
She then accused the cop of pushing her. This happened about 7:25 in the evening.
Oh, early.
She claimed she'd had one glass of wine, but refused to complete a preliminary breath test or field sobriety test at the scene, then refused a breath test at the police department central testing section. Don't you automatically, maybe it's just California, if you refuse the breathalyzer on the side of the road, that's automatic suspension of your license.
I believe so. Yeah.
Whether you turn out to be drunk or not. Dina was followed to her home by the driver of a 2011 Honda who called 911 while following her after being rear-ended at the Merrick Mall, 3 miles away. Guy's like, hey, this lady just bashed me and now she's driving home. The crash took place outside an Outback Steakhouse.
Oh, boy.
For those of you
that
who
where she was having dinner?
Jotting down the, that's where she had her one glass of wine.
I like Australian food. Do you?
Oh, yes. Oh, I do. The bloomin' onion. Who would have ever thought of that besides Australia? Dina was charged with a felony, a DWI, based on a 2014 conviction for drunk driving on Long Island's Northern State Parkway. Her license was suspended in July for failure to pay state taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes. She was also charged with 4 violations for leaving the scene of an accident, driving without a license, in a vehicle without an inspection sticker, and with an expired registration, which is funny because in 2020, you'd think, did it ever even have a registration? Spent the night in custody, pleaded not guilty during her arraignment Sunday morning, and was released without bail. She's got to be there on Wednesday. Her defense lawyer said, it was most unfortunate, the whole thing.
Yeah.
She has been evaluated to have been drunk, as and this simply is an allegation that remains to be proven by the district attorney's office, said her.
Right.
Her lawyer. It's fantastic. The Dave Matthews Band is performing on the Sunday night at Bottle Rock this year, which is completely sold out. Only place to get tickets is here on the Alice. Friday, we have tickets all day. And the Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, announced that the winner of this year's fan vote is the Dave Matthews Band.
Hmm.
The fan vote, which only counts as one vote in the 1,000-person voting body.
Okay.
So it's not up to the fans, Vin. But they do get to cast one vote. So of everybody that got voted for, Pat Benatar was second. 882,000 votes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dave Matthews, what do they get for second?
Nothing.
Half of, no.
I think that the top five
fan votes
are represented on the one ballot. I guess you can vote for five. And they've nominated a party of people. So there's a list of nominations, and the top five of those are what everybody puts on their ballot.
That's way too confusing.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I get it, ma'am. Doobie Brothers were third, Soundgarden and Judas Priest.
Soundgarden has to go in.
Yeah. Well, at some point, they definitely will.
No, ahead of all of those others.
Ahead of the Doobies?
No, I don't think they're better
than
Pat
Benatar.
Have you
ever heard Soundgarden?
Either.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I would go Pat Benatar.
They're better by far than, like, 20 other bands put together.
So those are the top five. Those are the ones that will be represented on the fan vote. Whitney Houston, Depeche Mode, Thin Lizzy, Motorhead, Todd Rundgren, Nine Inch Nails, and last but not least, T-Rex round out the vote.
T-Rex isn't in?
No.
T-Rex isn't in?
No.
How's that possible?
I don't know. It's that's the way it is. And they got the least amount of fan votes. So,
T-Rex did.
Yeah, so maybe they...
Well, that's because they're old and they don't have the fans that...
Maybe they'll never get in.
T-Rex doesn't get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, they have to have been eligible for years now, and they're still bottom of the pack.
Wow.
So the fan vote's not an indicator, or surefire indicator anyway, of who will be inducted. The top five will be included on a single fan ballot, submitted along with about 1,000 other Rock Hall voters. Matt Nathanson's one of them.
Oh, really?
Yep. Since that ballot is weighted equally with all the others cast by industry professionals, it doesn't guarantee a thing. According to statistics, 61% of artists who earned a spot on the fan ballot since 2013 were ultimately inducted into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, you got a good chance if the fans voted for you. Sorry, T-Rex.
Will you be checking with Matt Nathanson to see what his vote will be this coming?
I don't text him anymore. I don't like to bother him. We should reach out to his people and see if he wants to tell us who he's voting for.
That would be nice.
Yeah. Well, he's playing at Bottle Rock, too.
Mm. Oh.
So maybe we'll ask him.
Will you
him
two
there.
Reconnect there?
Or? I don't believe we will.
Oh,
you know when we reconnect is when he comes on the show.
All right.
That's good.
That's good.
Learn my lesson. Learn my lesson well. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. What are you giggling about?
You.
What, just changing gears?
No, just you ruining the phone number. You texted Matt so much. You, well, I mean, you ruined
at first
my...
First he was right, we were writing back and forth, and then he just, you know, no, none of that. And then I get an email from his person. Well, if you need to talk to Matt, you can just contact
me.
I'm like, oh, oops. Thought we were friends. Sorry about it.
Anyway, sorry, switching gears.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle,
right.
They were ramping up for their exit from royal life as early as this summer. Mm. I guess back in July, they were at the London premiere of The Lion King, which was the, you know, the Beyoncé's in that.
Mm-hmm,
and,
mm-hmm.
So I guess they're going down the receiving line. Bob Iger's there, you know, from Disney, the CEO. And I guess in this video, this is from July. This is just resurfaced. But
you can't really hear any of the audio, so you have to read the subtitles.
Oh, all right. So Prince Harry says, you know, she does voiceovers. You know, she does voiceovers. And Bob Iger goes, oh, really? Ah. Did you know that? I did not know that. You seem surprised. But yeah, she's really interested.
Oh, what a husband.
And Bob Iger, sure, we'd love to try.
And what a great husband.
I know. Well, they say that that was part of their plan to become financially independent. And that, she's over there hugging Beyonce and Jay-Z. Meanwhile, he's selling her, like, hey, we're going to need money. We're really going to depart from the family. Although they say he's worth about $25 million and she's worth about $5 million. based on the, you know, she's making $40,000 an episode for Suits, and she was on there for a while.
Oh.
So Six years or
yeah,
so.
Yeah, she amassed some money.
Yeah, but you spend money.
You do.
Along the way.
You do. They say the combined net worth is about $30 million, which if they really backed out completely, it would, should be plenty. I think I could live on that. I don't know.
When you mentioned the red carpet, I thought of this thing I saw this morning. Do you have the Courtney Love video?
I don't.
Didn't even hear about
no.
it?
No.
Okay, so there's, and maybe this is a super old story, I don't know. But the video I saw is of Courtney Love on the red carpet, and someone, the person asked her, what would you say to someone looking to make it in Hollywood? And Courtney Love looks over and goes, am I going to get libeled if I say this? Or something like that? And then she looks back at the camera and says, oh, what's his name? Harvey. If Harvey Weinstein invites you to a private party at his hotel, mm-hmm. don't go.
Yeah.
And then walks off.
Yeah, that's. Like, I think I saw that.
Is that old?
Not old, but I think that's like last week or something.
Oh, I didn't see it last week.
What a trip. It was just weird that like, oh, so he.
Or maybe it wasn't. Maybe she did it at the Critics' Choice or something. I feel like I saw that.
Was that last night? The Critics' Choice Awards?
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't know what that video, where I just saw it this morning and went.
Well, that could be from that. But it's, that's, you know, that's a pretty universal.
Well,
universally excellent piece of advice.
I thought it was old, and it was her way of getting it out there, like right. many years ago.
Oh,
like
oh, you think it's really?
I think it's
like,
old, and it's her
yeah, it's
saying
from 05.
Oh, oh my wow. God! Mm-hmm. Holy crap!
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. Do you have it? Can we play it?
Does yeah. she look good?
Here it is.
Yeah, she looks good.
Oh yeah, she looks. Oh, I wonder if it happened. I wonder if she's a
probably
hashtag #MeToo or just her friends had told her. Don't go.
Well, didn't she? Okay.
She
I don't know
slander,
if this was
right?
a Weinstein movie, but she went from sort of reckless rock star chick to all cleaned up on the red carpet for The People versus Larry Flint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he involved in that?
I don't know. Is that a Miramax movie?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking you. I mean, that would be because I remember her being like transformation
right.
to movie starlet. And
she
I'm wondering,
was looking so beautiful.
Yeah. And
for
I'm
a
wondering
while there.
If that wasn't.
How did we get on this?
Red carpets. You were talking about the royals on the red carpet.
No, they're not on the. Not on the oh, right.
Up
okay.
Iger, and I was popped reminded of what I saw.
All right, we're out of time. What's coming up, Vinny?
A billionaire is looking for a new girlfriend.
Oh, well, all right.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.